Greetings, sports fans. Thanks for stopping by yourradioplace.com. I'm Mike McKay. Here's the sports news headlines on this Sunday, June the 29th, 2008. Johnny Carrito and four Cincinnati Red relievers combined on a shutout of the Cleveland Indians 5-0 last night. The rookie right-hander gave up five hits, walked three, and hit two batters over six and a third inning. Adam Dunn homered off of Paul Byrd in the first, and Paul Baco doubled in three runs in the fourth inning. Emmanuel Epco's first goal in the Major League Soccer was a game winner, giving the Columbus Crew a 2-1 victory over the Colorado Rapids last night. Epco's low 24-yard shot deflected off the fingertips of the Rapids goalkeeper and into the back of the net in the 70th minute. Alan Johnson has won the $50,000 K&N Horsepower Challenge at Summit Racing Equipment Motorsports Park in Norwalk, Ohio. This was his first victory in the special bonus event for the eight quickest pro stock teams from last year. He covered the quarter mile in 6.725 seconds at 204.91 miles per hour. Kostas Kufos is getting ready for his first NBA training camp with the Utah Jazz. The former Ohio State Buckeye was number 23 in the draft. The Canton native was the runner-up to the Associated Press Ohio Mr. Basketball voting for 2007. He averaged better than 14 points and 6 boards last season at Ohio State. Turning to more national, international-type sports this morning, the Los Angeles Dodgers became the fifth team in modern league history to win a game in which they didn't even get a hit last night by defeating the Angels 1-0. The LA Angels' Jared Weaver and Jose Odano combined to allow no hits, but since the Dodgers didn't have a bat in the ninth, the game doesn't really even qualify as a no-hitter. Stacey Lewis is making her professional debut, one to remember at the U.S. Women's Open. Just 19 days after turning pro, Lewis shot a 6-under-67 and has a one-shot lead over Paula Creamer going into today's final round of the U.S. Women's Open in the first All-American final pairing in the Open in 5 years. Carlos Quinton hit a tie-breaking homer leading off the bottom of the seventh. Closer Bobby Jenkins escaped a ninth-inning jam, and the Chicago White Sox made it two straight over the Cubs with a 6-5 victory yesterday. Jermaine Dye and Alex Ramirez also homer for the Sox, who were swept last weekend by the Cubbies, who have rebounded and won four of their last five. Tyson Gay has broken the U.S. record in the men's 100-meter by clocking 9.77 seconds, breaking the 9-year former record set by Maurice Green by 0.02 of a second. Gay's national record occurred at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials in a quarterfinal heat yesterday. And finally, in racing, Tony Stewart took the lead on lap 136 from Carl Edwards on lap 136 and led the rest of the way at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway for his fifth win in 7 starts on the nationwide circuit. In today's NASCAR Sprint Cup race, Patrick Carpentier has the pole for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301 race. And that's sports for now.